good to see you in the Lord's house today. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church. In our call to worship this morning, I want to draw your attention to Isaiah chapter 39, where we read of the account following the answer to Hezekiah's prayer of having his life extended after Isaiah had come to him and told him, get your house in order. The Lord is going to take your life. He begged God to give him additional years, and so God answers his request and told him he had 15 years. And then immediately following that, we have the arrival of the king of Babylon. He wanted to come. He sent representatives to Israel because they wanted to hear how Hezekiah was doing. They heard about his sickness, and they heard about his healing, and they wanted to find out more information. And in chapter 39 of Isaiah, in verse 2, it says, "And Hezekiah was glad of them, and showed them the house of his precious things, the silver and the gold." And then notice, "and the spices and the precious ointment and all the house of his armor and that was found in his treasures. There was nothing in his house nor in all his dominion that Hezekiah showed them not." Very interesting here how that Hezekiah opens himself up to the Babylonians that come in and shows them everything. All the treasures that are there, even to the very spices and precious ointment. Now, you remember, if you go back to your Hebrew history, in Exodus chapter 30, we have there told to us that there was a special recipe for the spices that were used in the incense, for the oils that were used in the anointing, a special recipe that God had given. They were not to share that, nor was it to be duplicated for personal use. And it seems to indicate in this particular passage that he even gave them the recipes for how the ointments were made and how the spices were mixed together for that special use in God's house. He showed them everything. And the Bible says, "Then came Isaiah the prophet unto King Hezekiah and said unto him, What said these men, and from whence came they unto thee? And Hezekiah said, They are come from a far country unto me, even from Babylon. Then said he, What have we seen in thy house? And Hezekiah answered, All that is in my house have they seen. There is nothing among my treasures that I have not shown them." Notice the personal pronouns that are used over and over again. Me, my, no recognition. This is just shortly removed after God gives him another 15 years. Is there a heart of gratitude? Is there a heart of worship for God? No, it's let everybody see what I've put together. You know, one of the things that, and we find out here that God said, prepare yourself because your ones that are going to follow you, your children, are not going to be able to rule. Many of them are going to go into captivity, and everything that you've shown to the Babylonians will be taken by them to Babylon. In other words, your children will not enjoy the treasures. They're going to be in Babylon. And though they be just a mile apart as they serve as servants to the Babylonians, from those goods, you'll have no part of those because you've lifted yourself up with pride. You know, one of the great dangers today in our churches is the spirit and attitude of pride. God blesses, and then we start to take credit. That's what happened with Hezekiah. God had blessed him. God answered his prayer to extend his life by 15 years. And what was the thanks that Hezekiah gives? He takes credit for it all. And he shows the Babylonians everything that he possesses and he calls them mine. But they weren't his. They were God's. And so as we worship the Lord today, we need to ask God specifically that he would work in our hearts and deliver us from pride. Pride is a thing that worms its way into our lives and it becomes a part of us and we don't even realize it. It becomes a part of us. We start little by little, small steps of taking the credit when it belongs to God. And not once before the Babylonians did he say, this is what God hath done. This is what God hath given. God extended my life in answer to prayer. Oh no, it was all about Hezekiah. When you come together to worship, when you sit in this auditorium and you open your Bible, is it about you? Is it about you or is it about the Lord? Is it about God? That's the challenge of the hour, that we remove the pride by confessing our sin and open ourselves before God and allow Him to receive the worship, because He alone is worthy. We are not. May God help us to have that kind of spirit and attitude today as we gather in His house.